Happy New Year, EJ listeners. We are super excited to be here in 2022, coming at you with a whole new season, season four. We have lots of great topics lined up and we're super excited, have big goals here over at the EJ. So let's jump into our episode number one of season four.
Well, here we are. It's 2022. Guys, welcome.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm great.
Happy New Year.
Well.
Chelsea, Happy New Year.
Yes.
How was your New Year's Eve?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Come on. We don't really ever do anything. Rebecca and I, we chill. I'm not interested in going out to these crazy parties and putting on a little hat for the balloon drop.
Yeah.
We just enjoy time with the kids. It was a great time with the kids and just to hang and like have a fun celebration with them. We had this little grape juice stuff we put in a little champagne glass. I love it. I think it's awesome. So pretty lame.
Yeah, I give my kids the real stuff.
But my there you go.
Get them to bed by 8 and then you can do whatever you want. So
the ball drops at 9 p.m. in my house. It's weird.
We celebrate East Coast time.
No, it's good.
So, well, Happy New Year to everybody. As promised, we wanted to come at you and get something out right away. Chances are you're listening to this either on New Year's Day or maybe the 2nd of January, whenever Chelsea gets around to it.
Probably at the gym because you're all excited to work out and get back in shape.
Yep. So it's coming to you today or it's coming to you tomorrow. But I mean, you are, you're flying into 2022 and that's what we want to talk about today.
Because
we've spent 4, 5, 6, 8 months kind of talking about journaling and writing things down and what's working and what's not, and what are you going to accomplish? So today, less about writing stuff down, less about planning, less about, in fact, none about looking back. Well, we're going to cover it briefly, but not much about looking back. Today is about going forward. And so I would say it's time to put action to these things you've done. And my question to you guys, and then back to myself, is what's the best way to put these wheels in motion and to actually put action behind these goals and just start crushing them out?
Well, I think we mentioned I think it was the last episode of 2021, we talked about some accountability. So for me, it's really trying to connect with those people that I told that are holding me accountable. Chelsea, you were mentioning this with your trainer, I think. Really connecting with them on a weekly, daily basis, if needed, of, hey, man, here's what we said. Here's what we talked about. Here's what we're going to do. How's it going? We're already into two days into the new year here. Tell me where you're at on stuff. So just checking in with that person, that relative, that spouse, that's coworker, whatever, whoever it was, that was your accountability person. Is it happening? Are they connecting with you? What's going on accountability wise?
You know what? One thing I love doing too for accountability with myself, because I mean, you can have accountability partners in most departments of your life, but sometimes you just have to be able to give yourself a pat on the back or a slap on the ass to get back into the gym or whatever. But just having little checkpoints where you reward yourself, you know, once you hit little goals along the way of reaching those big ones. I can't think of a great example right now, but just celebrating as you start hitting some of those goals, and they don't have to be huge, but little marks that are going to show you, you know.
Man, I couldn't agree more with that. I think I'm actually pretty good at this, but I mean, there's little things that Vanessa and I will hit. We just celebrate with a good bottle of wine that night, right? Yeah. Or we toast. Or, you know, you work out, you hit a mark and you celebrate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, certainly acknowledge. It's not always the next thing. Some days you have to actually attack and be happy about achieving things, then set your goals to the next one, the next day.
Okay. So, as far as some of the discipline actions too. So in the new year, we've written down all these goals. We got all these things we had on paper. Discipline was one of the things I mentioned towards the end of the year too. It has to stay disciplined in order for you to hit this. We have so many times where I think we talked about the gym where it was like, hey, everyone on January 4th, January 2nd, the gym couldn't be fuller. It's packed. It's busting out. Then you go over to February 15th, February 17th.
No more.
No one's there. Yeah. So that discipline is what I think is going to set you apart this in the new year. And it's easy to slip away from that, but keeping discipline, keeping your what you said you're going to do is the big key.
Well, it's time to if you did this right and you started writing goals in October, right? And then you got rid of some and added more and changed some and, you know, modified them. Now that you have them, whatever, 2, 3, 4, 5 goals, probably one or two big main ones. Now I think you need to put the action steps, and now it's time to do, right? Because the world is full of people that have cool shit they'd like to accomplish. You know, and everyone wants a great body, and everyone wants to have a successful business. Everyone wants to make a ton of money. So, I mean, that's everyone wants to have a great marriage and a relationship with your kids and things like that. But you actually have to do something, you know? So for your kids, let's take that one. If you said, I want to improve my relationship with my kids, right? I want to be a better father. I want to be closer to them. Okay. Well then, like, have you planned shit? Like, I mean, is there date nights with your daughter? Is there taking your boys out? Are you going bowling, and are you going to the park? Are you going to hit base? Like, are there things you're doing? And if you put that in schedule, that then yeah, you're starting to get the wheels in motion, right? But if you're just talking about it still and writing it down, or you're putting it off to like, well, this summer we'll do this and things like that, it won't happen, right? So you've got to put that action. Working out, we know it's time. Getting to the gym, right? One time a day, two times a day. Are you doing a cleanse? Are you doing, you know, a healthy diet? Whatever you're doing, hopefully by now you've started that already early in the year and are getting ready to attack some things.
But interesting you said that with the kids. Rebecca and I had an amazing trip over Christmas with our kids up in the mountains. We went snowboarding, and just the kids just tore it up. Neither of them are that experienced, but they got up there and just did an incredible job, you know, getting down the mountain right with us. So we've said, shit, that's what they like. We had a blast. So we already have a trip planned for spring break to go back up to the mountains and do it again. We just found something as a family that all of us really enjoyed. So we put it right in motion. Rebecca booked it. We're going to head back to the mountains in March. So,
yeah. And that's great for you and your kids. It's great for you and your wife. It's great for physical fitness. It's great for your peace of mind, which pays off in business. Like, when you find stuff like that, like it has multiple benefits. So that's cool that you guys found that. You guys love to do that together. So what are you doing to dive in?
I think reaching out to the people who already do it better than me, no matter what it is, like reaching out for advice on, you know, maybe I see one of my friends who is always doing.
Did you find someone that does it better than you? You did?
It was hard. I'm just kidding. No, but like, you know, if I see someone who is really good at doing fun outings with their family and stuff, I might, you know, ask them like, how do you plan it? Do you just spontaneous, like little things like that? I have a trainer because I'm not the best at, you know, meal planning and writing myself workouts, because that's not what I spend my time learning how to do. So I think don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help and pay somebody to do it, you know, work smart and not hard at certain things.
Right. Jason, you said that years ago, that something to this point of like who you surround yourself with, the top five, six people, maybe really starts to mimic your patterns in life, whether it's your golf game, business, family, whoever's around you is going to mimic what you're doing. And I've taken to that years ago, and obviously hang out with you a lot, but surrounding yourself with those people of like goal-mindedness.
It's worked out pretty well for you.
Yeah, pretty good.
No, I agree. I think that you need to, of course, you want to have a bunch of people in your life that are influential and you respect and trust and admire, and, you know, and certainly it goes both way with both you guys, but you know, I think that you've got to put people in your life that are going to hold you accountable, that are going to stretch and show you what's possible and show you new ways to do it. I mean, the conversation's got to flow at a high level.
Or the other way, getting rid of people that maybe aren't that.
Probably more important.
That, right? Yeah, maybe even more important is that. I had to cut some ties with people where I'm like, shit, that used to be a pretty good friend of mine, but we're just not on the same path. And I was like, man, we got to move on. That's just not.
Well, we all have those people that just like, you know, the way you tell them your goal, they're like, that won't happen. Why would you do that? You know, money's not that important, or who cares about fitness, or you won't have the time to do that. And it's like, honestly, you don't need those people in your life. That's tough if they're family, right? That's something you got to work through and try to change them, or just realize, put up with them, I guess, at a certain extent. But, you know, you've got to have people that you're going to make you a better person in your life. And if you don't, then you're missing out.
Yeah. And I think those people, you know, you can keep close in certain areas of your life, but you're not going to share stuff with them if they're going to be, you know, hating on you every step of the way.
Just tell them.
Yeah.
Just tell them. I hate when I tell you something and you say it won't happen, just so you know, like, we're, you know, if it's like family, because you're not going to get rid of family. Right. And so in rare occasions, maybe the crazy uncle or the weird cousin or something, but I mean, if it's a, you know, a spouse or a children or parents or something, be honest with them and just say, man, I wish you would at least listen to when I say that and hold me accountable and realize that, I mean, it's something that's really important to me. So I wish you would value that a little bit.
Or even better, show them. Don't tell them, show them.
Show me.
Well, and that's the truth, right? And so, because the world is also full of talkers. And so everyone has goals and stuff they're going to do, and everyone can't wait to tell people that. And everyone wants to tell you how to eat better on the 3rd of January because they have it all figured out now that they've eaten healthy for 48 straight hours. But, you know, I think that you need to absolutely show people is the best way to do it. And for some people, myself included, like I like accountability partners, but I'd rather just do it. I'm not really big on reaching out for help a ton. I know that's a strength and a weakness, and that's maybe a show for a different day. But at the same time, I'm not one to need to tell 35 people what I'm about to do. Like, I do just want to get it done. I'd rather have, if I want to lose weight, I want someone just to tell me in 4 months, but hey, you look great. You dropped a couple pounds, right? And so that's more important to me than telling six people to call me every day because I'm going to go to the gym. I will say one thing, and here's my early excuse, but not really excuse, but I mean, as an entrepreneur, days change. I don't know what's coming my way. And so I never say I'm going to work out at 8 a.m. every day or 5 p.m. every day because I hit them all. There's days I work out at crack of dawn. There's days I do it at lunch. There's days I can do it in the afternoon. There's days I do it in the evening. So for me, I just have to, within this period, I'm going to knock a workout out. And that works really well for me. So, I mean, I think people just, again, I realized last show we talked about looking back of what didn't work. It didn't work for me to say I'm going to work out at this time every single day. My life is too crazy. We travel more now, right? With different business trips and stuff. We're out and about doing a bunch of cool stuff. You can still get those workouts done when you're on the road without a doubt, but it's not always at the same time. And it may be a different workout, right? It's no longer a run around the neighborhood. You're all of a sudden on an exercise bike. So I think adapting is very, very important. I think that's something people need to get really good at in 2022. The more hectic your life is, the more you just need to know in general terms, I'm going to get this done today. And it could look a million different ways of how I'm going to get that done, but I'm going to get that done.
I couldn't agree more. I had that written literally in my journal of like, I can't put 8 a.m. workout or whatever it is. Cause it created an instant reason why I couldn't do it. It was an instant excuse like, oh shit, I got a meeting at 8 now. So I guess I won't work out today. Right. I'll get it in tomorrow. And right. I just threw it off my plate because I said I was going to do an 8 o'clock. I got to be flexible with that if I'm going to still get my workouts in. But just as one example, I couldn't agree more with that. Another thing I was thinking about was managing my time, like really not managing, being cautious of my time. What I put we all have the 24 hours, right? Every one of us, every day. And I hear doctors, people that we coach say, hey, I just didn't have time. I'm just too busy. Again. Mm-hmm. Like bullshit. We all have the same time. Certain people are getting 10 times more done during those same hours. Right. So I'm really cautious. It's a goal of this year or a New Year's resolution of this year for me to be cautious with the time of dumb shit that I do. And we all do it, like checking Facebook or watching some dumb show or sometimes I guess that's okay. It's a stress reliever. It's a break, but trying to be cautious of when I'm doing that stuff, what else could I be doing to grow towards goals, spend time with the kids, different things like that. I'm being mindful of that. Your accountability partners right now, you guys. So I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to be a little more mindful of that in the new year.
Yeah. I think taking a look at your goals, like not so detailed, but from an overview and just like, put a number by them. What's your priority? Because I know so many people, myself included at times, that like, my priorities get like so out of whack. And I'm like, this isn't the most important thing. Like accomplishing this and this is way more important than what I'm doing right now. So it kind of gives me a little like check, like self check, you know? So just knowing like where your priorities lie and what they are.
Jason, last week you were talking about, Christmas tree. You guys had this beautiful Christmas tree that you had brought in. It's this big, huge tree and you're taking down Christmas and getting rid of it all, obviously for the new year. You said some company or the people, I don't even know what it is, you can say, they come and they pick it up and like, boom, it's out. It's gone. Yeah. Like you could have spent 45 minutes taking your Christmas tree down and hauling it out and cleaning up the shit. But instead you time managed it. You focused on what was important there. Just let someone else come in and do it. Sometimes it's that.
Yeah. I mean, Vanessa and I have gotten very dialed in on time. I think that yes, two good points there. Learning to say no with your time is essential. And you guys both know, because I know your schedules on a day-to-day basis, or at least when you're working, they're crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have 40 people I tell no a week that no, I'm just not interested. And I'm not trying to be rude. I just don't want to waste someone's time or my time, more importantly, sitting down for 45 minutes, listening to something just to be nice to somebody I have no interest in.
Right.
That's actually rude to that person is what I started to realize. It's because maybe their time is valuable and they could be doing it, you know, something else as well. So learn to say no. It's going to be essential that you do that. But to the point that you said, Vanessa and I learned a while ago and we're getting better and better at it. But to protect our time, you know, you hire people on that are going to allow you to do things you do best. And so, yes, for many years, we had this big tree. I would take it down. I would drag it out. Water would spill, like there's shit everywhere.
Damn it.
I would have to get a saw out. And I'm not a huge, you know, you guys know, like it's, I can work my way around some projects, but at the same time, it's not my passion. I don't love it. And so instead of me spending 3 hours breaking down a tree in little tiny pieces and all that type stuff, I pay someone now, and I think it was $90 or something, right? The 26th, Christmas is gone. We live for Christmas in my house. We love it. We go crazy. It looks great. On the 26th, you wouldn't even know it's Christmas. Like it's done because we're moving on to 2022 and the new year and such. But yeah, I mean, these people come, they pull the tree. It takes them 5 minutes. They have a massive truck out front. They go and they take it and, you know, and put it in a chipper and different things like that. So I had 4 hours back on that day to do things that were much more important prior to us heading out of town that benefited me at a much higher level. So I think that, yes, just realize a lot of people's first intuition is like, oh, I don't want to spend $90. I could do that myself. You absolutely could do that yourself. But if it takes you 4 hours and your time is worth $1,000 an hour, or even if it's worth $25 an hour, right, then you're wasting money. So start to realize what you have to hire out. One thing I'm going to do in the year ahead is I'm going to hire someone that does nothing but kind of an executive assistant.
Yep.
Right. And they do all the little stuff like that, that I don't want to do, that I don't have time to do. And so I think that's going to free me up to do bigger things, which, you know, is vision, and it's selling the franchise, and it's bringing investors in and things like that, that make a tremendous amount of impact. I'm not going to do a lot of the little things, ordering things here or there, returning things or different stuff like that. So, I mean,
you said something really important there, that it's about what it gained, allowed you to gain. So yes, you spent $90, whatever it was, to take the tree out, but you gained so much more, 4 hours of time.
Right.
So I think people really have to look at that value of it wasn't $90 wasted. It was a glad $90 spent.
Yep.
So you had this time back to go focus on.
Well, I mean, the stories I have for that are endless because I feel like, I mean, some of them may even come across sounding kind of like, oh, I can't believe they do that. But like, we learned to hire people for Thanksgiving night that do dishes. Right. And so typically we have this year, actually, that we didn't work out, but we typically have someone there. She loves it. She loves to make extra money. They do Thanksgiving early in the day. She loves to come, does all the dishes while we eat with our family. And instead of me automatically and Vanessa, as you host for 25 people, you know, you're like, oh shit, I got to clean. We got to run 5 loads of dishes and all, you know, all this type of stuff. Like we're eating and laughing with family and hanging out and stuff. And someone else is doing all the dishes and whatnot. And it may cost $250. Tell me who wouldn't pay $250 to spend another, you know, 2 hours with everybody that you, that's important in your life, that's sitting there.
Great example. I mean,
there's a bunch of that stuff you can do that, yes, you can do it yourself, but it's not the best use of your time to do that.
Yeah.
So you got to figure that out. But all right. So we said this would be quick, right? So, I mean, we all got things going on and we're doing a million different things today. We'll come back with a normal episode here. Starting next week. But one thing right now that people need to do to get shit going on their 2022 goals.
I said it earlier. I'll reiterate it. I'm going to make sure I connect with the people that I said I'm doing my stuff with. So for me, accountability is big. If I say I'm going to do something, then I want to make sure I get out and do it. And I want to check in with my people.
It's a man of his word. Yeah. Okay. Chelsea.
I think work smart and not hard, you know, just be smart about your time and your priorities and take a close look at your goals and what actually matters versus what you think needs to matter.
I love it. For me, it would be something we didn't really touch on today, but it's the why behind it, right? Don't lose weight just because you think that's what society wants and you want to fit, you know, lose weight for a reason. Have a why behind it. Don't make a lot of money because you just want to make a lot of money. Know the why behind it. And the why is what it allows you to do. What does having more income free you up to do? Probably more time with your family, more time with your kids, better vacations, like all different things that we can go through. So when you have those goals, you should be able to go through every one of them. And there should probably be 3 to 4 whys that just pop in your head instantaneous. And if it's superficial bullshit, it won't last, right? If it's not that important, it's other people told you, and that's why you want to do it, it's not going to last. Those are the ones you have to strike and not even set yourself up because it won't matter in a month. But the ones that you're like, here's my whys, I guarantee you this is going to be impactful in my life, then write those down, right? And then you know behind that why. So why aren't you eating that? Why are you getting up early to go to the gym? Why are you working late and coming up with ideas and stuff? It's because it's important to you and you know that what that's going to lead to in your life. So with that, we send you off to 2022. Go out. It's going to be a year, you guys, that's going to be incredible. We're excited to be with you through the entire journey. But I really think 2022 is going to be a business year like no other, especially for us. Yep. But the opportunity is massive, and I mean significant. So if you're not ready for this and you're an entrepreneur, you need to really take a look and quickly get your mindset ready, because it's time to do things that you never thought possible. And there's a lot of success out there for us to go grab. So let's go out and get it. Until next time, we'll see you next week. Welcome to 2022.